welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And we turn to celebrity trials and tribulations. My friends Linda Goldman, Wendy Whitman, and Wendy Kaufman beginning with a debate about Lance Armstrong.
So poor Lance Armstrong. First, he gets sued by one of the guys who is on his team, who he won a trophy with for the cycling, the Tour de France.
Right.
And then he gets sued now on top of it by the Department of Justice that's looking to get $100 million back from him because he was their corporate sponsor, you know, for the Tour de France. As a spokesperson, I just want to make a comment. I think what he did was despicable, and it certainly went against all of the things, the moral clauses that were in the contract. But on the other hand, I want you to know they paid him about $30, $40 million upfront cash through the years. And I think somebody just got bored in the Justice Department and is looking ridiculously to have some sort of a suit that doesn't amount to a hill of beans, because Lance Armstrong, whether you love him or you don't, brought them so much press that they could only dream to get, yeah. And it's going to be so impossible for them to prove over the years what years he was doping, what years he wasn't, and to show, you know, all of, you know, what the money given to him was in value back, that I just think that this is a total ridiculous mess that we're getting ourselves into.
Hi, this is Linda. Wendy K. I love you with every fiber of my body. However, this to me is not an economic analysis under any stretch of the imagination. It's a moral issue. It's an ethical issue. And really, it's sort of, what are we showing to the kids of America? It's okay to cheat. It's not okay to cheat. Lance Armstrong broke a million hearts. A million.
Listen, I'm not saying that he did anything good, because he did no favors for himself and he destroyed his career. And all of the kids that you speak about actually watched him lose everything. But the point is that, you know, any grounds that they have, and of course, like you say, they have the moral grounds. But you know what? To get some sort of a judgment that they owe the government money, it's going to be absurd, because they have to prove that they were injured in some way financially.
This is Wendy W. So would the government have to actually figure out when he was doing different things?
Like, that's what I think, is that they would have to figure out monetarily when he was doping, if he was doping the whole time, and what they could prove about it. And I'm not saying that he didn't dope, but we don't know for the 15 Tour de France's if he doped all 15 of them. I don't know if he started later. And I just think that he, you know, and I've read that he's offered to pay the government back $5 million, which I think is very generous of him, because, you know, and I understand, Linda, you have a moral issue with it, but I just think that the whole thing's unprovable in a way.
Well, it's in court, so if they don't prove it, they're not going to win.
Right, and maybe it's more of a generic, everyone knows he was doing that, so maybe they don't have to nail down every date. Maybe it's more just a aggregate thing at this point. Is that possible? That they just want the money back. You know what I mean?
Listen, they get so much money. Lance Armstrong, to me, did more for the U.S. Postal Service than they ever have done for themselves, because I can't get a letter in less than a week.
No.
You know, yeah. So I just think, you know, that really what he... Look, I believe in second chances. I believe that people are people. I believe that it was terrible that he lied so egregiously. I do not forgive him for that. But I also see a man who was at the pinnacle of his career take such a crash and burn fall. You know what? You know what? There's no money that's going to compensate to any of them, you know, what happened to a life that was such an unbelievably exciting life that you looked up to this guy, and it's all crashed and burned.
It's a pure tragedy.
Yeah, I think it falls into the category, again, of making an example out of someone. And unfortunately or fortunately, depending on which side you're on, there are these constant humongous money awards and suits going on in this country that are just mind-boggling sums of money. I don't know how often most of them hold up, but that's the road it starts to go down, and then it gets huge press because, oh my God, $100 million. And, you know, but you pay the price for your mistakes in life, unfortunately.
And you pay the price for a good lawyer who says to you, no worries,
no
we'll
worries.
Figure out a legal loophole and we'll find a way to fall through it.
Well, I guess they're not going to put him on a stamp.
And that's the last word.
Always good for thought and conversation and laughter. Celebrity Trials and Tribulations, that was Wendy Whitman, Wendy Kaufman, and Linda Goldman. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Listen with you. Researchers have found that the global warming of seawater is reducing our ocean's ability to hold oxygen, slowly turning areas into marine graveyards. Did you know that most of the Earth's oxygen is actually produced not in rainforests, but by marine algae, which generates more oxygen than all the trees and land plants in the world? Spirulina, another oxygen-producing algae, produces food at the same time, containing 70% protein with anti-cancer nutrients to boot. But climate change also alters the direction of ocean currents, causing dead zones like the one that suddenly appeared off of Oregon, killing marine life at every level, from plankton to salmon, seals, and seabirds. When sea life dies, bacteria multiply so fast that they suck all the oxygen from the water as well. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's a six-time WNBA All-Star and two-time winner of the Naismith Award. She led Tennessee to the NCAA's first three-peat by a women's basketball team.
The Silver Stars win in Holzclaw's debut, 88-81.
So where is Shamiqua Holzclaw now? Shamiqua's autobiography, Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot, came out in 2012. In the book, she discusses former coach Pat Summitt and her battle with depression. Later in 2012, Shamiqua found herself on the wrong side of the law.
The Olympic gold medalist allegedly followed her ex-girlfriend and former teammate Jennifer Lacey home from the gym on Tuesday. Police say Lacey called a friend after she noticed her car smelled like gasoline and realized Holzclaw was following her.
Shamiqua Holzclaw, facing a new kind of adversity. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.